Amen. All right. Okay. So if you don't know, my name is Richard. I'm the youth pastor here at the church. So if this is your first time or you're pretty new, welcome. Hello. Happy almost new year to you. And we're gonna go ahead and jump into the word just for a few minutes, and then we're gonna pray and stuff like that, and that'll be pretty good. So let's do this. Now, okay. It's almost New Year's, so we have to talk about New Year's stuff, right? Like, that's just like a given. And we have a couple days left, and I'm kind of hoping and praying that there's some celebrities left for 2017. Because the way it's been going lately is, hey, if you're rich and famous, then you're on a hit list or something like that, right? I know, it's terrible, right? It's terrible. Princess Leia and her mom. We got to be praying for those people. What now? News report. Yesterday, Carrie Fisher, right? I know, and they were neighbors. Can you believe it? Okay, let's all give a collective, That's really sad. It was really sad when people, you know, when we lose people that are, like, important or whatever, like Star Wars people and stuff. But on the reels, you got to be praying for these people because that's a big deal. Now 2016... You know, 2016. Now, everybody, go ahead and do a rewind back to January. Okay, now go ahead and do a fast forward through the entire year. Whoa, that was kind of a weird year, right? I mean, I know you guys have some highlights, right? Everybody has their highlight reel. All you have to do is just go through your Instagram feed and see the highlight reel, right? And then you'll know exactly what happened. Like, I know for me personally, like, youth conference was pretty fresh. That was pretty good. I enjoyed that. And then, of course, camp, and that was really good. And, like, all the other times I could see you guys and stuff, that was always really good. I know in my life, a lot of things happened, a lot of changes and stuff like that. And a lot of adjustments, because it's been a big year for me, hopefully for you guys too, right? Thank you. All right. We're working there, right? Because like, one of the most important things you can do, and this is what the Bible tells us too, one of the most important things that you can do in your life is not forget. Like, literally, that's, like, the worst thing people did in the entire Bible. Like, you could say, like, murder or doing bad things or, like, sin. Like, we think, like, those are the things that people do oftentimes that, like, maybe get God mad, or we think those are the things that make people, like not like God. But one of the biggest problems in the entire Bible, if you were to read it from beginning to end, one of the biggest problems all the people had was they forgot. Can you believe it? Like, that's the worst problem in the Bible, is people forgot. They forgot about God. They forgot the good things that God did for them. They forgot that God was with them, leading them through hard times. They forgot to put God first and foremost. And I mean, think about it. You guys have heard about the Ten Commandments, right? Like, we know the Ten Commandments, like the big ten rules that God gave people. Like you guys, some of you guys, like, early on it, the kids from, like, Rock Leadership Club back in the day, you guys hopefully know this and stuff. But did you know that one of the rules was practically don't forget God? Because there's this one that we don't really follow a lot now these days, keep the Sabbath. You guys ever heard that one before? Like take a day off. To take a day off so you could remember God. Like, that was the rule. God was like, okay, you can work 6 days a week if you want, but take at least one day off and remember me. Like, that was the rule that God set. He's like, guys, of all the things you do, take a break and remember me. That was one of the worst things people did back in the day. So that's why I asked this question. So what happened in 2016? What good things happened? Like, did you get, like, a new puppy? Did you get good grades? News report on the front row. I love it. Okay, so did you see Rogue One? I mean, like, what good things happened, right? Flat screen TV. Hey, praise God for the flat screen TV, right? Would you? Okay, we got a praise break here. What do you got? Who? A new sister. Hey, give it up for the new sister. I mean, this, okay, he had to one up the TV. The TV's good, but the sister over the top. But still, praise God for the TV too. And then other things too. I mean, like, literally, like if I wanted to be that guy, I could make you guys all tell us one good thing that happened this year. And when you see those good things, big or little, doesn't matter, big or little, we have to remember them and remember to praise God for them. Whether it's something as little as, like I said, maybe you got what you wanted for your birthday, or something big like your family changed by adding a new member. Maybe you had a really big problem with your mom, and all of a sudden God worked it out. Maybe you were having a problem with people at school giving you a hard time, bullying, and all of a sudden God was able to get you through that. Maybe you had a challenge or a habit or a struggle in your life and God worked you through it. We've got to remember those things. But in the same way, if we really wanted to press, we could all think of maybe some bad things or some uncomfortable, some difficult things that happened this year. Maybe some decisions that were made that really challenged you. Maybe it's some things now in your family that you were really not happy with. Maybe it's some problems that you had or some challenges, things that you saw or experiences you had that you're thinking, man, that's the last thing I want to do, Pastor Richard, is remember those things. But in the same way, you remember those challenges because those challenges are the things that if you put God in the picture, he'll use those challenges, those painful moments to make you stronger and to bring you closer to him. You see, the worst thing we can do is to forget. Now, looking at this and going forward with 2017, we have a chance to start brand new. I know some people can be all like negative, like, it's just another day, right? You know those people, maybe you're some of them. It's a dumb thing. It's just another day. New year, new you. Just another 24 hours, Pastor Richard. The sun's going to go up and down like it does every day. Womp, womp, womp. Hey, spare me. Save that for Twitter, okay? Save your troll comments for some other time, okay? For YouTube or something. But this is a chance right now to take hold of this. See, if you want to do God's will for your life, Like, I'm pretty sure if you don't believe it, you can start believing it today, that God has a plan for your life. Like, there's nobody in this place that's an accident. You were not a whoops, a mistake. There's nobody in here that God did not count on being here. No, God had a plan and a purpose before you when you were just two cells splitting inside your mom's stomach. Kind of sounds weird when you say it that way, but that's exactly what it was, okay? That God had a plan and a purpose for you. So if you are like me, and you want to do something with your life, if you want to make a difference, if you want to do something important with your life, I'm going to tell you this: it's not going to happen by accident. It's not going to. If God made you on purpose, then don't live by accident. You need to live on purpose too. Did you do what you wanted to do in 2016? Did you do what you wanted to do in 2016? Did you make what you wanted to make happen? If you didn't, okay, number one is you have like 3 days left. Do it. Get to work, okay? And secondly is, okay, if it didn't happen in 2016, this last year, you've got 365 days to do something on purpose to make it happen. You see, people don't accidentally get closer to God. People don't accidentally get closer to God like, whoops, I have an amazing relationship with the Lord today. How did that, by golly, how did that happen? Right? That's not how you get A's in school. That's not how you get along with your mother. That's not how you keep your dog at home alive by accident. I accidentally fed my dog today. I accidentally started playing with my dog today. Look, this stuff happens on purpose. And in the same way, you, if you're going to do God's will in your life, you've got to do it on purpose. You've got to wake up and say, look, God has called me to do something big. God has called me to do something good. God has called me to do something important in 2017. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it because I'm thinking about it, because I'm making a plan about it. If that thing that you want to do is take your D to a C or your C to a B or your B to an A+, then that's what it's going to take you to do something on purpose. If God has called you to get along with your brother or sister and stop beating them up or having them beat you up, then it's going to take you to do something on purpose. If you want to get closer to God in your life, then you need to take charge and say, look, I'm going to choose today to serve God like I've never served God before. If you know that you need to pray more, then you need to make a change in your life to begin to pray more. Can a brother preach to himself today? If you're good and you're fine, that's okay. Then just listen while I talk to myself. Because if you didn't do what you were supposed to do in 2016, it's gone. I'm sorry. I'm breaking the news. Sad day. It's never coming back. Never. It's never coming back. You're never going to get a chance to do it again. That's like the mean pastor coming out. Okay, now let's have good pastor come out. But that's okay because there's grace. There's always next year. Yeah. Okay, now let's get real. It's okay because people have always been like us, right? I love it because the Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun, which means that people have always been people. Like, big brothers have always beat up their little brothers for thousands of years, ever since the beginning of time. Actually, that's kind of how the Bible starts, but that's a sad story. We won't go there. Okay, so you see, families have always had a hard time getting along. People have always wanted to get close to God, but they've had a hard time with it. There's a story in the book of Luke. I want to read it to you. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus begins to walk through these towns, and these people come up to Jesus, and they say, Jesus, I like what you got. I want some of it. They say, Jesus, I see what you're doing. You're changing people's life. I want to be close to you. They say, oh my gosh, Jesus, I just want to be so close to God. I want my relationship with God to go to the next level. They say things like that, okay? They say, God, I know you have a purpose for my life, and I want to do it. But the problem is it's really hard for them. You see, it says in Luke chapter 9, it says, now it happened as Jesus and his crew, they journeyed down the road. Someone came to him and they said to Jesus, they said, Lord, I will follow you. I will follow you wherever you will go. And thank you, Pastor Joe. One day, Pastor Joe, preaching goals right there. I'm going to preach thing like you one day. And a brother hair look good too. Okay, so he says, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. That's a big statement, right? Like, that's one thing to say that in youth group. It's another thing to actually say that to Jesus' face. He did that. So Jesus says, hey, got it. I'm going to put that down on the to-do list. Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And that's kind of a weird comment. Like, if you came to me and said, Pastor Richard, I just want to get closer to God, how do I do that? And I started talking about animals. Puppy dogs have kennels, but Pastor Richard doesn't have a house. You'd be like, don't get it. But Jesus says, look, if you really want to follow me, are you willing to live like me? Because Jesus was on the road all the time. Jesus was out so busy loving people that he had no time to even have his own house. Jesus said, you really want to follow me? Will you live like me? Uh-oh. All of a sudden, he begins to break it down and say, I know you feel this way, but are you willing to live this way? Now all of a sudden it says, and there was another man. And Jesus is like, hey, follow me. Jesus called him out. And the man said, Lord, let me go first bury my father. And then Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. It's so rude, right? Jesus is so rude. Why is he got to be rude like that? But you go preach the kingdom of God. Now, okay, here's what this means, okay? This guy's father had already died, but they had this weird thing that they did back in the day, that when you died, they'd put you in a tomb, and then they would come back a year later, and then they'd take what's left of you, put you in a box, and move you. Kind of weird, but that's what they did. Kind of creepy. I know, super creepy, but aren't you glad that you don't live 2,000 years ago? That'd be gross. That'd be very gross. But that's what he's saying. He said, okay, Jesus, look, I got to wait a year. He said, Jesus, I like your idea, but can I come back in a year and do this on my time? And Jesus is like, look, if you want to follow me, this isn't like a whenever you want to. It's all or nothing. So Jesus breaks it down. Another man comes and says this. He says, another said, Lord, I will follow you. But first, let me go to something else. I want to tell everybody goodbye first. And Jesus says, no one having put his hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You see, you have three people that want to be close to God, but they didn't want to put in the work to do it. See, they wanted every good thing that God had, but they didn't want to change their lives to get it. And see, I heard some of you guys in this place, and you said 2016 didn't turn out like you wanted it to. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. And maybe that's only some of us in this room, and the rest of us are super cool with that. You know, you were cool with last year, but here's what I do know, is that if 2016 you didn't do what you wanted to do, you didn't get the things done that you wanted to get done, you cannot be like these people approaching Jesus. See, they wanted every good thing that God had to offer without letting go of every evil thing this world had to offer. They couldn't walk on both sides of the fence. They had to choose. Do I want to do my life God's way, or do I want to do my life my way? You see, if you don't want the same thing, then you've got to change something. You see, this next year is going to mean that you've got to pick something up and put something down. Easy, easy. You got to pick something up and you got to put something down. If you want something different to happen, then you've got to do something different. If you want something different to happen in your life, you've got to do something different. If you've been through like 6 boyfriends this year and you don't want that again this next year, you got to do something different, okay? If you don't know if your GPA is going to cut it for the team, then you've got to do something different. Otherwise, thank you, Obadiah. Otherwise, it's going to happen again. I can't tell the future, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen again. If you always fight with your mom and say, "You never trust me. How can you?" Then let me tell you, you're doing something wrong. And you need to change it so she can trust you. Okay? Ouch. That clap did not get repeated. Thank you, though. You're doing it different. Okay, see. You see, what happened is these people didn't want to change. They wanted the change without changing. And look, if you're 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, I don't know. If you're in this place, look, God wants to take you to a great place in this next year. But it's going to mean that you need to change something inside of you. It means that you need to pick something up. You need to pick something up new in your life. And whether that means you pick up tutoring, maybe that means that you pick up respecting, maybe that means that you're going to pick up, look, I'm pretty sure everybody in this place probably wants to get closer to God. So what are you going to pick up to get you closer to God? I've made this crazy goal, and I have to tell you this simply because if I don't tell you, I won't do it. I'm going to try and read the entire Bible in 1 month. I know, right? 1 month. I'm going to try in 1 month. I figured it, 1 month, that's 40 chapters a day. I could do it. And if I do it in like 2 months, I'll still be happy with myself. Because most people are trying to do it in a year. But I'm going to try it. And it hit me up January 30th because I got to do it before school starts again. I'm going to pick that up because I've never done that before. And I want something that I've never had, so I'm going to do something I've never done. And I do something I've never done, I'm going to go places I've never been before. See what I'm saying? And if you want something new in your family, in your life, if you want something new in your walk with God, you want something new in your family, you want something new in school, look, if you want something new on the team that you're planning, you've got to do, you've got to exercise, you've got to work, you've got to read, you've got to pray harder than you've ever prayed before if you want something you've never had before. So I would like to challenge you guys as a youth ministry that if you say, church is boring, that's because you're doing it the same way. You need to change it up. You need to worship harder. You need to pray longer. You need to begin to love the people that you don't want to love in a new, different kind of way. If you're sick and tired of your family being the same old family, then stop waiting for your mom to change. Stop waiting for your dad to change. Stop waiting for your stepdad to treat you better. You need to begin to step up, and you need to begin to change the way you look at yourself and the way you look at your family and do something you've never done before so you can see change like you've never seen happen before. You see, this dude said, "Jesus, I want to follow you." And Jesus said, "Then it's going to mean that you need to change the entire way you live your life." And he said, "No, thanks, I'll keep it." He said, "No, thanks, Jesus, that's too much." So he went back and lived his regular every day. But then Jesus walked up to a dude like Peter and says, "Peter, I need you to give up your business and follow me." And Peter's like, "All right, deuces, see ya." And then what happens? Jesus changes Peter's life so much that he's walking down the street one day. His shadow hits a dude that's sick, and the man jumps up because Peter's shadow changes his life and heals his body. Like, that's crazy. Like, my shadow don't change people's lives. It's true. Magic. It's bigger than magic. It's the anointing. It's the Holy Spirit, where people find broken people. They pray for them, and their lives are changed. I mean, think about it. Wouldn't you love to see, not necessarily this part, you know, somebody on the football team at your school with a broken leg? Not that part. That would be sad. But wouldn't you love to see somebody that believes and loves Jesus pray for someone with a broken leg, and God healed their body. They get an x-ray, and all of a sudden the bones are put back together. Because it's happened before, and it can happen again. Wouldn't you love to see a sick family member get prayed for, and all of a sudden the sickness is gone? Wouldn't you love to see the biggest drug dealer at your school get introduced to Jesus, and all of a sudden they stop doing what they used to do, and now they become the biggest advocate for Jesus Christ and begin to change other people's lives? I've seen it happen before, and I know it can happen again. Wouldn't you like to see your school go from fight to fight to fight to fight to race riot to this and that, all of a sudden becoming one of the most peaceful schools in the Inland Empire? Because it can happen. These are the things that God does. He's just waiting for people, a generation of young people, to rise up and do what no other generation is willing to do, so he can bring revival to the Inland Empire. But he's waiting for people to say, I want to change. And I don't know, maybe I'm talking crazy here, but it's going to mean that we're going to have to pick something up. And the only way you could pick something up is if you put something down, right? You got two hands, and if you've ever tried to carry too much stuff, and then pick up one more thing, you know, it just all falls all over the place, right? That's just, you know, all you tough guys trying to bring in all your mom's groceries from the grocery store with like one trip. Yeah, it's ridiculous. You can't do it. But challenge accepted. But the only way you could pick up some things is you've got to put some things down. So what are you leaving in 2016? You got 3 days left. What are you going to leave? What are you going to leave behind? Maybe anger or bitterness or frustration. Maybe certain challenges. Maybe certain relationships. Are there habits that you need to leave? Maybe, I mean, think about it. Relationship-wise, let's say you wanted to get a new girlfriend. You have to get rid of the old one first. Because if you try to keep the old one and get a new one, you're gonna have problems, right? Like, just thinking in a relationship terms. So if you want to do something new for God, you've got to let go of something you used to do for yourself, for your flesh, right? Put something down and leave it in 2016 so you can pick up something new for 2017. Like I said, like I mentioned, I want to do this thing. I'm going to try to challenge myself to read the Bible in a month. That means I've got to find an hour in my day that I used to do something like Clash of Clans or maybe watching Limitless or something like that, or maybe sleeping in an extra hour, and I've got to drop that and pick up something else. Right? That's how it works. If I want to do something different, I've just got to change. So do you. Okay, so quick nerd pause here real quick. If you guys have a phone, a cellular device that is smartphone enabled, I would like to challenge you guys to begin to read the Bible as well. And if you'd like to, then it'd be easy because you go to your app store, whatever it's called, and you would download the Bible app, like one of these Bible apps, the Bible app. It's called Bible, okay? You can go to your app store and download Bible. On Bible here by life.church, you can find all these reading plans in like 2 weeks. Like, you're thinking, I'm just really angry and I love to punch people. Okay, there's a reading plan for that that talks about how to stop punching people. I don't know anything about Jesus. Oh, that's cool, because there's a Bible plan, reading plan about that. And it's not like 40 chapters a day. It's like usually like a chapter or two, 5-10 minutes reading. You could even find apps that will read to you. Like, it actually is kind of cool. Like, audio Bible, super rad. Like, you're there, like, you know, doing your hair, putting on your deodorant, doing your thing, and like the Bible's talking to you. Like, it's not cheating. It's just, it's okay. It's okay to do that. But, like, the Bible would be, this is one that I'm going to try to do this next year, because I'm going to read the Bible. Read the Bible in 1 month, and then I'm gonna go ahead and read a Bible again throughout the rest of the year. And I'm gonna use this one right here. Personally, I'm gonna use this one because this one's pretty tight. Read Scriptures by Crazy Love Ministries. It's called Crazy Love Ministries. Kind of funny. Anyway, but this one has like videos and stuff too. It's pretty sick. You read like 2 or 3 chapters, and then like another one in Psalms, and it has like videos and stuff. And I this is like super rad. I love this one. My favorite. So I'm gonna do this one too. And then of course, if you're like, Pastor Richard, I just don't like to read. Well, then you can listen to podcasts like one from the Rock Church official app. I like that. So you can download this one's free from our church. It's only 15.6 megabytes. Run Mario is like 10 times that time, so 10 times that size or whatever. So you could do this, and you could like listen to like all the other church services like from like Pastor Dan and stuff like that, and that's pretty tight too. So and that's all wonderful and free, and you can do that. So, yeah. I remember when I was a kid. I was 1999. I was 17. I found this old dude named Dr. Kobernick because he was a doctor and he loved Jesus and stuff. And I remember, and we've been talking about, I've been talking about it with him, and he still goes to this church, Dr. Kobernick. And I was like, Dr. Kobernick, I heard you love Jesus. And he's like, yes, I do. And I was like, Dr. Kobernick, I need you to help me learn how to love Jesus more. And he's like, well, then you need to memorize scripture. And I'd never done that before. So he began to print, I have one here. He found one and he emailed it to me. He would give me a page of scriptures every week. And he'd say, Richard, memorize this. I'll see you next Sunday. And he would expect me to memorize this every week, different scriptures. And I did. It was like my mom thought I was crazy because I would be walking in circles in the backyard, like reading these things to myself. And I guess I was kind of crazy, but I did. And if you guys, I have a couple copies. This one's from March 13th, 1999. Some of y'all weren't even born then, which means that I'm really old. Wow. But if you want to try, I've got one, and you can try it this week. It's okay. I don't want to remember them all, but I remember most of them. And these are things you can do to do something you've never done before, to try to get closer to God in a way that you've never been before, change your life. Everybody stand up real quick. 10 minutes, three-ish questions, find a group. 10 minutes, find a group. Go ahead, find a couple leaders.